are welcome to our service on this first Sunday in Advent, which marks the beginning of the church year. It's a time for reflection in darkness, for renewal of hope, and for a movement towards a beginning. The season of Advent, as it first emerged in the church in the 4th and 5th centuries, lasted, like Lent, for 40 days. Later tradition developed the Advent we know today of 4 Sundays before Christmas Day. It is a season of expectation and preparation as the church prepares to celebrate the coming of Christ. During the season of Advent, we have an Advent wreath. And that's usually a circle of greenery with 5 candles rising from it. They are 4 candles on the outside, with one of them being pink, and the middle candle is white. The candles are lit in the same order each week, so that by the 4th week, the candles have burnt down to different amounts. So today, we light the first candle. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear, in lessons from Holy Scripture, how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem the waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. And let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will bring all peoples and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world that God loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God in the words that Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
To God's people in exile in a faraway land, the prophet Isaiah announces good news. God is coming back and bringing the exiles home. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?" All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Thanks be to God.
Lesson 2, Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. The prophet Jeremiah offers hope for a righteous branch, a just king who is yet to come. "The days are surely coming," says the Lord, "when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Thanks be to God."
Amen. To a nation grown weary of war and weapons, God promises a king who will establish a reign of peace. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious he is. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
Prophet Haggai promises to God's people a temple even more glorious than the temple of God. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with a splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The prophet Isaiah announces the renewal both of the land and of God's people on the coming day of redemption. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless shall sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she shall give birth to a ruler whose reign shall never end. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as is written in the prophet Isaiah, See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Thanks be to God. As well as being the first Sunday in Advent, this is also a gift day requested by our bishop in support of our linked diocese of Merida, as I've highlighted over previous weeks, the Spiritual Life Center in the Diocese of Merida in South Sudan is being taken from the diocese by the government for a new roadway, but without compensation. So this fundamental aspect to Merida Diocese life is being replaced by the diocese, and to enable that to happen, they need to raise the equivalent of some £40,000, which is a huge challenge for a diocese like Merida. And today, we and other parishes throughout the Diocese of Down Under Moor are having this gift day. And I do encourage you to give as generously as you can. The collection hymn, "Hills of the North Rejoice."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. As this service draws to a close, can I express appreciation of the lovely start we have made to the season of Advent. Thanking you all for coming and for participating so enthusiastically in the singing led by members of the choir present, and of course we are indebted to Josh, who is playing for us this morning in the unavoidable absence of Timothy Howe. Thank you, everybody, and we are very grateful. In connection with the food bank, this is the final opportunity for donating to the pre-Christmas request for items, including Schlur and small selection boxes. If you have any of these items with you, please leave them in the church porch. May I express a heartfelt word of thanks to everyone involved in last Friday night's Christmas fair. Particular thanks, of course, to the organizing committee, to all stallholders, all who helped anyway, both inside and outside the hall, and, of course, all who gave so generously of items for sale at the various stalls or as prizes in the various draws that took place. We are deeply grateful to each and every one of you, and not least those of you who came along in such numbers and supported the event. The fair, it was a great social success, and I'm delighted to say a very successful financial one. To date, the profit realized is provisionally set at £2,884. That's a splendid result, and well done all. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be a meeting of the Select Vestry in the rectory at 7:30. On Tuesday at 8:00, a meeting of the Mothers Union in the hall. On Wednesday evening, the Bowls meet in the hall at 8:00. On Thursday evening, choir practice here in church at 8:00. Sunday next is the second Sunday in Advent Bible Sunday at 10 o'clock, parish communion here in church, and the Lewis Collection next Sunday will be in favor of the Bible Society of Northern Ireland. Also at 10 o'clock, the Jam group, the Jesus and Me group, will meet in the hall. The Wednesday Club Christmas lunch will take place on Wednesday the 10th of this month. That's Wednesday the 10th of this month. The Christmas lunch, there will be a small charge of £5, and also we hope there will, as well as lunch, we hope also to have some entertainment as well. That will be from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Wednesday the 10th. And looking a bit further ahead, I'll not dwell on these because the details are in your order of service, but this day fortnight, Sunday the 14th of December, there will be no service at 10 o'clock. Instead, at 9:30 a.m., there will be a said Holy Communion service, and at 3 o'clock, there will be our traditional Christmas festival of nine lessons and carols, followed by seasonal refreshments in the parochial hall. And on that occasion, the Lewis Collection will be in favor of the Dean of Belfast's Christmas sit-out for charities, Black Santa. And on Sunday, the 21st of December, at 10 o'clock, there will be a family crib service with the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band, and that will be at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn. Lo, he comes with clouds descending.
Descending, one. stay.